Any other name for someone like that?
Call him a greenhead.
A greenhead.
Didn't know him about that.
What about the word cracker or hoosier? Did you ever use that? Say if you were at a party and you looked at your watch and saw that it was about 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's, what, midnight?
Getting late around midnight, we better get there.
And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you
in a few minutes.
Or if you're almost ready, you say, I'll be there in
a minute.
And say if you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask someone how.
I'm asking them how far, what, I'm on the right road to such and such a place.
And if you're pointing out something nearby, you tell someone, now just look.
There, you're right at it.
And you say, he ran down the springboard and he, what, into the
dived
water?
Dived off into the water.
Huh?
Dived off into the water.
And you say, several children have already
dived off in there.
And once he got in the water, he what across?
He swam.
And several children have what across the lake? Have
he swam across the lake.
And you say, that child was too scared to what into the water.
He said he'd drown. He was too scared of it.
And he wouldn't
jump in.
Or go ahead first, he wouldn't. Off the springboard, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't go in head first.
Uh-huh.
He'd just step off if he went in.
What do you say you're doing when you run down the springboard and you go in like this?
Fixing to turn a somerset and dive.
Huh?
Fixing to turn a somerset and dive. Turn a somerset and dive.
Uh-huh. If you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
I don't know what they call it. We used to go everywhere to work. 8 or 10 of us would get in there and see which one would get on the diving board first.
Did you ever say a belly flop or belly buster?
Yeah. Or so-and-so hit it a belly buster. I hit a poor man out that dived up here in Luther on state line and taking 50-cent piece stopped a hole up in his skull.
What had happened?
He hit glass or something in the bottom of that hole and blood coming up. Mm-hmm. And the blubber coming. I said, we better get him, he's drowning. He's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the blood in the water coming right up with them blubbers.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled him out then and carried him to Burns to the doctor and then carried him on to the hospital and they carried him to Shreveport and they put a 50-cent piece in his head up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked a hole in him.
He almost
died.
A child would be scared to get in the water if he doesn't know how to.
Some of them, some of me. Some kid, just a 3 or 4 year old kid, just wade off in his water. No, he don't care.
Even though they.
He don't know the danger.
Uh huh. They don't know how to. They
don't know how to react to. Or nothing.
Uh huh. If someone got in the water and couldn't swim, you'd say he nearly
drowned.
And if that had happened to someone, you'd say, well, when we pulled him out, it was too late because he had already
drowned.
And
I've helped do that too.
You pull people out that were drowned?
I pull them out that were drowning. Mm-hmm. Take 3 of us to get one man out of corner down here one Sunday. We carried him by the firm as that Magnolia Bay up a bank like that. Side of a hill and pumped the water out of him. He was an hour before he could move a hand or a foot.
How did it happen? He just got it over his head?
He couldn't swim.
Mm-hmm.